You're listening to the Pronk Pop Show, presented by Raymond Thomas Pronk, the People's Paladin Pronk, propagating faith, family, friends, freedom first. Broadcasted by Renaissance Radio, Radiating Reason, and KDUX Web Radio. Podcasted by PronkPops.wordpress.com and KDUXWebRadio.wordpress.com. You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas, with a voice of Richland College. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. Welcome to the Pronk Pop Show. This is the Friday edition. And as anticipated, the memo, the House Intelligence Committee, released their memo concerning the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act court, what led up to them issuing a search warrant to enable the FBI to spy on, in this case, Carter Page, who was, the best way I could describe him is very, very loosely associated with the Trump campaign. To my knowledge, he's never spoken to or to Donald Trump, either before or after the election. And what's interesting and what's really getting a lot of attention is the so-called Christopher Steele dossier that has really been described by the former FBI director as salacious and unverified. It is, apparently, is Russian intelligence disinformation that got into a dossier, a series of approximately 17 memos, and that's the so-called dossier. It's just fiction written by, apparently, intelligence sources in Russia. Now, what am I talking about? Because this gets real complicated real quick, especially if you know nothing of the background. The two leading candidates for president was Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. And if you're running against someone, what do both campaigns do? They want to get opposition research, dirt, embarrassing information on either, if you're Trump, on Hillary Clinton, if you're Hillary Clinton on Trump. So what they normally do is hire organizations that are good at checking the public record, and usually a lot of opposition research is checking court records. You know, was the person ever convicted of a crime? Does he have a series of drunk driving arrests? Things like that. Now, what's unique about the opposition research that the Clinton campaign, together with the Democratic National Committee, commissioned, it was done. First, they have a law firm, Perkins Coie, and it was a partner at that firm that contracted or gave the permission to the law firm to, in turn, hire an outfit, a company run by former journalist Fusion GPS, to do the opposition research. And what they were really looking for in this instance was what, if any, relationship was there between Trump and the Russians. So they were looking for anything that could compromise Trump related to the Russians. Fusion GPS, in turn, hired Christopher Steele. And Christopher Steele was a retired MI6, which is the United Kingdom equivalent of the CIA, Central Intelligence Agency, that's somewhat specialized in Russia. And he had contacts in Russia. And he paid people, intermediaries, to in turn approach people in the Russian government to see what information they had in terms of Russian contacts with Donald Trump. What they came up with was couldn't be verified. It was salacious information. And because of that, it couldn't really be published by media. Because eventually, what you want to do, especially if you're running for president, is at the very last moment, and I'm talking about October, late October, early November, you want to have what's called the October surprise. Sort of a last-minute knockout punch that your opponent can't recover from or refute. And that's not unusual. That's done all the time, assuming you can come up with valid information. And that's key here, because the information that Christopher Steele had a series of memos that he wrote, 17 memos, that is now being called either the Trump dossier or the Christopher Steele dossier. What Steele tried to do is get the interest of the media in publishing what he had. Now, they were very motivated to publish it, but they're not going to do something that can't be verified. You're going to need verifiable sources, preferably named sources, that you can verify this information, and there was no way they could verify it. So the dossier really didn't become a factor until after the election, and that's important to understand. What did the FBI do, and what did the Department of Justice? What's their involvement here? They went, when you want to surveil someone, in this case, it was Carter Page, you got to present evidence of probable cause, and the probable cause presented here was largely, primarily, this very much discredited dossier. Now, they also had some other information. We don't know what it is. But in the memo that the Republicans prepared, there was testimony by the deputy director. He's no longer the deputy director. He's retiring and was more or less fired from his job. He stepped down. He's on vacation until his vacation runs up in March, and then he's retired. He said, we would not have gone forward with this FISA warrant request without the dossier. In other words, it was critical. Now, what's missing here? When you make representations to the court, in this case, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court, it's assumed that these are valid representations and they have been checked out. The FBI had not checked the dossier out, and they didn't mention, and this is the key part, they didn't mention the fact that it was the Hillary Clinton campaign and the Democratic National Committee that paid for this. This was paid for opposition research, and that's key. And that was key to get the warrant to spy on Carter Page and in turn spy on the associates, people in the campaign. It gets interesting, doesn't it? Now, what's all the excitement about? It appears that the people, both in the Department of Justice and the FBI, were very partisan. And I mean, they wanted and assumed that Hillary Clinton was going to win. And let me emphasize that. During this period of time we're talking about, most people assumed, especially if they were Democrats, that Hillary Clinton was going to win. And that's what I call big lie media, your television networks and your major newspapers in large cities were saying. There's no way that Donald Trump was going to win. It was locked up. You can take it to the bank. She'll be our next president. And that was especially true in the October-November timeframe. Now, I never bought into that because I simply don't listen to propaganda, Democrats.